upcoming in the Enquirer and about, it may be, sometimes they run things out of sequence. And there is a recent column I just wrote about mold. And big, it's the buzzword today. And I have to tell you that I went to this class at the Cincinnati Board of Realtors about 10 days ago. And it was produced by this woman here in town who runs an industrial hygiene company. She's got to be a PhD microbiologist. And I came away from that class with some just incredible information about mold. And I just kind of touched on the surface of the column because, as you know, I only get about 750 words of space. That's all the newspaper gives you. And the key thing is, it's really, really pretty easy to stop mold growth. The biggest trick, and I've talked about this before, is you just have to, if something gets wet, you need to dry it out quickly. That's the trick. Standing water, cardboard boxes that get wet in your basement and you leave them wet in your garage, that's death on a stick. I mean, you don't want to let that happen. You've got to clean things up. You've got to get them dried out right away. So that's the biggest thing you just need to know about mold, because the mold spores are always around. You can't get rid of them. The temperature is just right for mold growth. The only missing component is water. So if your house gets wet, something gets wet, get it dry right away, and you shouldn't have any mold problems at all.